Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. We're doing our community spotlight this morning. In the studio with me is Lori Spain. She is the Director of Compassion Ministries at the Hope Center. And the good news is the Hope Center is available for everyone, but we're going to talk about, in this particular spot, more about the kids. Good morning.
Good morning, Angie. Pleasure to be here.
I just love it when you come in. Maybe you don't know this, folks, but Lori's my spiritual mother. I always call her mom. But anyway, so Lori, some people probably don't know what the Hope Center is and where it's located. So let's just do a quick one of those. What is it and where is it?
Sure. So the Hope Center is a faith-based nonprofit. So basically, we're supported by the local churches, individuals, and community agencies and businesses. And we meet a various round of needs. Any type of need you can think of can be met at the Hope Center. It's kind of like a one-stop shop. If I don't know where to go for help, I can go to the Hope Center and be redirected.
Yeah, even if you can't help, you can always help get them connected.
Absolutely.
And that means personal needs, that means food, that means furniture, anything. And you even have this emergency resource center, which, by the way, we'll talk about in the next break. But let's talk about the kids, because I know that you have a lot going on for the next generation. That's part of your ministry.
We do. So the Hope Center, get back to that real quick, is compassion, community, and the next generation. And the next generation is very, very important to us, right?
Yes.
So raising our children up, letting them know what true hope is, letting them know that Jesus loves them and cares for them, that we love them, and there's a purpose and plan for them. And part of that has always been our Summer of Hope program. Now, we because of the time that we're in right now, we are not able to have a large amount of children in the building. So that's kind of, we have sites in the community where Summer of Hope is taking place. So we're still doing the dance lessons, still doing the art classes, swim lessons. So it's actually kind of broken us out of the Hope Center, and we're still able to provide those activities for children. If parents want to get their children involved, they need to call the Hope Center and they need to ask for Donna Coleman. And Donna Coleman is the individual that is taking care of our Summer of Hope program.
Now, I know you're located in Marysville, so can anybody get their kids involved in these programs, or how does that work?
Okay, so for some of these programs, I believe they can be out of county, but I think most of the funding this summer is Union County.
Okay. I know that you guys stretch, and we're going to talk about how you can stretch outside of Union County, but that was important to note.
Right.
Now, back to school is coming. So how are you guys transitioning with all the back to school stuff?
Sure. So, fortunately or unfortunately, however people look at hot weather, our summer clothing is our back to school clothing too, in most cases.
Yeah, sure.
And so, but right now with being closed, March, April, May, and June, our store is stocked. And most of our stock is brand new clothing.
So talk about what the store is, because people probably don't know what it is.
So our store, we have a clothing store, gently used clothing, but right now a lot of brand new clothing that people can come in. And the way the store works, you bring in clothing or items that you no longer use, you exchange them for Hope credits. And with those credits, that's your currency to purchase other clothing. And so it's kind of like a cycle. I bring in what I don't use, and then I receive credit and take what I need.
And I've actually shopped there before. You still have labels and tags on a lot of these
things.
Lots
of labels and tags.
You have a lot of good partnerships.
We do. We have a lot of good partnerships with a lot of different stores and vendors. Mm-hmm. And then we will receive shipments out of the blue, and we don't even know where they come from. But it's clothing with tags up. Right. So it's just wonderful. It's a wonderful enterprise. If people want to come in and they don't have items to bring in exchange, though I have tons of things, it doesn't have to be clothing. It can be stuff you no longer use in your kitchen or around house. So it can go back into our furniture bank and other ministries.
Yeah.
It could be a backpack that you don't use that can be used in the emergency assistance program.
Right.
So you kind of think out of the box, but you can also pay for items too. What, 50 cents for a pair of jeans? I mean, it's just very, very priced, priced to go, right?
Yeah.
And if anybody ever has an emergency need for clothing, we are always going to provide for that need.
Yeah. So that's Restored 61, correct?
Yes.
That's the name of the store.
Yes.
It's basically a little boutique in the middle.
It's a little boutique. It's cute.
Yeah, it is really well done. And I love the thought process behind it. And so kids can get their back to school clothes at this point.
They can. They certainly can. And now's a good time to do it.
Yeah. So how often is the store open?
So right now the store is open 3 days a week. We're open on Mondays from 4 to 6, Wednesdays from 11 to 1, and Saturday from 10 to 12.
All right. Well, people have no excuse. They can go all those times and actually call you if you can't, right?
They can. If those times don't work out, call me at the Hope Center and we'll set something else up.
So the website is...
Hope Center Ohio. Oh my goodness.
.org.
You caught me off guard at that one.
I know it. I just didn't want to answer for you. HopeCenterOhio.org. You can also call the Hope Center 937-303-4209.
Yes.
See, I still remember the phone number too. All right. We're going to get back to part two of my conversation with Lori Spain from the Hope Center. We're going to be talking about how folks can get help with assistance and just how you can get involved with the ministry as a whole. So stick around for more of our Community Spotlight. So our Community Spotlight this morning, I have Lori Spain, who is the Director of Compassion Ministries at the Hope Center in Marysville. And folks, listen, it's not just about you guys in Marysville and Union County. This is a ministry that can actually help to resource you if you have any needs. So Lori, welcome again.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk. I know. It's wonderful to have you here.
It is.
It's so wonderful. I want to talk about what actually happens in your neck of the woods, because you're the Director of Compassion Ministries and people probably don't know what that means. But let's talk about emergency assistance. That is something a lot of people need. And in every county that we serve, it looks differently. And I know it looks very different in Union County than it does in Logan County. So let's talk about what you do.
Okay. So emergency assistance, that can cover a myriad of things. There, we all know what an emergency is. An emergency could be I just got laid off, or I just got furloughed, or my job no longer exists.
Right.
My hours have been cut. An emergency could be I no longer have the funds to pay this bill because I just don't have the money coming in. I've spent all I've had for food. It could be I don't even know where to go to locate food resources.
Or it's just really tight, and sometimes some food will help to loosen up those resources.
Or I need somebody to listen to me to help me figure out,
yes,
you know, how to move forward. So it could be I just need, who can I go to for help?
Yeah.
And that's the emergency assistance program at the Hope Center.
Oh.
So you can call and make an appointment. We do have some walk-ins available. However, due to COVID and with some of our volunteers not being fully back at the Hope Center yet, that's hit the emergency assistance department
as
well.
Sure.
So we will meet with you. We're kind of reserving our walk-ins for homeless. Yesterday, I sat down with three individuals who are homeless.
Mm.
So we're seeing a lot of needs for housing, affordable housing, and we're seeing a lot of needs for food. So those are kind of the two greatest needs that we're seeing right now.
Mm-hmm. And you can help with that.
Oh, we can help
definitely
with all of that. Yes.
And so are you doing any kind of Zoom interviews, or is it over the phone? How do you do the ones that can't come in?
So the ones that can't come in, we do over the phone.
Okay.
So we do have phone interviews available.
But you still have to schedule a time. You can't just call in and get that done. You have to schedule.
It depends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it depends. If it's a right now hair on fire emergency, we're going to meet that need and give you a call.
Okay.
If it's just my bed broke or my sofa broke and I need a new couch, I mean, that might be an emergency to you, but that might be something that we may call you about the next day.
Yeah.
Or ask you to come in the next day. So it just depends.
And how you said that you're limited because of how many people are in the building. So what are the hours of operation? Like, what times can we call in or?
Sure. So our hours of operation are Monday through Friday from 11 to 6. We're also open on Saturdays from 10 to 12. 10 to 12, the personal needs pantry is open. Restored 61 is open, the clothing store. And then folks can drop off and pick up furniture on Saturday mornings.
And that's the only way they can do the furniture. They have to call or just drop it off?
For furniture, you just drop it off. You don't have to make an appointment. Now, to pick up furniture, that requires an EAP appointment so
yes.
that we can fill out the application and get it to the furniture
and just
bank.
To clarify, because I know this, don't yes. just drop off your furniture. Actually, talk to the people at the furniture bank and they'll get it and receive it.
right. There is a receiving process,
yes.
right? Because we want to make sure that the items that we're taking in, those are items that are clean
mm-hmm.
and items that can go safely into somebody's home.
All right. Last question.
Yes.
How are you doing on volunteers? You said that there were a lot of volunteers. You had a lot of elderly volunteers or people that might be at risk that can't come back. So what are your needs as far as that's concerned?
Right. So we have a need for volunteers. We serve meals 5 days a week from 4:30 to 6 at the Hope Center. They're curbside. But we need individuals who are willing to come in around 3 o'clock and help package those meals that they're able to go out to people and then to be willing to stand outside and greet people when they come to pick up the meal and give them their meal.
Yeah.
And so we have that need Monday through Friday every day.
Oh, okay.
And then we also have, because of our generous community, a lot of donations coming in. And we have a need for individuals to come in and help us sort those donations and get them to the various places that they need to be. We also have a need. We have, right now, it's still on the books. We partner with Marysville Journal Tribune and the Balloon Fest. And so you can go to hopecenterohio.org and you can find a tab that says Balloon Fest Volunteer, and you can sign up to volunteer for the Balloon Fest.
All right.
For every person that volunteers, the Hope Center receives $100.
Oh, wow.
And that goes a long ways
yes.
in feeding people, clothing people, and housing people.
All right. So if you have any questions, or maybe you're part of a small group that would like to volunteer, because that's the easiest way, is get your small
that
group
is.
Together.
We love it when groups come in. There's just an energy when groups come
yeah.
in. And believe me, there's a lot to do, whether you want to have a group that comes in and prepares furniture to go out, or you come in and do some work around our grounds, or you come in and sort clothing, whatever it is, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's
and it's
fun.
Very needed.
Yes,
so it's a great outreach opportunity. Thanks,
yeah.
Lori. Lori Spain, Director of Compassion Ministries out at the Hope Center in Marysville. Listen, if you guys have a need, just call. They'll either be able to help you or direct you. It's a great resource. HopeCenterOhio.org is also the website. And 937-303-4209. There we go. That is how you can get a hold of them. And feel free to share this interview a little bit later on when it's up on our community spotlight tab on our website. Thanks for listening, and thanks for getting involved in important ministries in our community.
We're community supported Shine FM.